97.5 The Fanatic.
Another victory for the Philadelphia 76ers. Now 5 in a row. 20-7 on the season. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back. This time in the post as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. If you're leaving the center after this 116-109 win over New Orleans, back-to-back wins for the boys, taking care of Boston last night back here at home at the center, beating up on the Pelicans, a little closer than it needed to be, but you can kind of understand how things go. Back-to-back, the missed free throws down the stretch, a run by New Orleans. You knew it was going to happen the way it was. Not necessarily the way it was, but you knew it was going to happen. And eventually, the Sixers did prevail, coming away victorious again, 116-109 tonight. A strong performance by Tobias Harris. He just continues to play very well for the 76ers with 31 points, leading the 76ers. Brandon Ingram with 32, leading all scorers. Tobias Harris on a roll, 12 of 20. 6 of 7 from the free throw line, 1 of 3 from deep. So you look at it and you say, well, can he knock down his shots from outside? And we know outside typically meaning behind the 3-point line. Well, yes, he can. Not at a high clip right now. However, when we say 6 of 7 from the free throw line, all right, he only got 6 points of his 20, of his 31. 6 of his 31 from the free throw line, plus the 3. So you look at that and you say, okay, he got 22 points from twos, right? Just twos. 11 field goals, twos. And what does he do? He gives it to you once again. Different variety. Layups, post-ups, mid-range, all kinds of ways he's giving it to you. And as Brett Brown said, pound, pound, pound. When we had the conversation before the season, quite a bit of conversations, to be perfectly honest with you, even when the trade happened, and you tried to evaluate Tobias Harris and who he was, how he would fit in. Is he going to be someone who needs the ball in his hands all the time? Can you work around that with the fact that he's more of a pick-and-roll player? They don't run it that way. Well, we're starting to see a lot of pick-and-roll play between he and Embiid, he and Simmons, he and Al Horford. And it's really working. The thing that we also spoke about, where a lot of people did not necessarily know, was his back-to-the-basket game, standing at 6'9". His footwork on the block. I know I mentioned, because a lot of people just, you know, you don't know the backstory a lot of times of players, and whatever I do know and I can share, I do. And George Gervin, his godfather, working with him with his work on the block, his back to the basket. So the footwork, and while he may not look like the Iceman out there, he is smooth. He's just not George Gervin. But with that being said, the way that he can work with his back to the basket on the block, the footwork, always being under control when he's down there, thinking quickly as to what he wants to do. He has an idea of what he wants to do. He goes out there and he tries to execute it as quickly as possible, not allowing the double teams to come, making sure if the double team does come that he kicks the ball out. And if he's able to get a reset on the block, then they'll do that. Tobias Harris is having a really good run right now, folks. And I hope that you guys are able to see it, enjoy it. The questions that you may have had about him, I mean, hey, they are those questions from time to time, right? But he's playing some really good basketball. 7 of his last 8, he has gone 20-plus in games, right? Right now, they're on a 5-game winning streak, game and a half up on the Boston Celtics, 20-7 on the season. And if we now look at the standings overall, the Miami Heat played the Los Angeles Lakers tonight, fell 113-110. So the first thing there is, Miami was the other undefeated team in the NBA. They now, after the Sixers took care of Boston, Miami, the Sixers, and Boston were the teams that had no losses at home. Now, it is, of course, the 76ers, the only remaining team undefeated on the season in the league. Okay? And they are at 14-0. The second part about that, with Miami losing, the Heat are now 18-7. The 76ers 20-7. They have jumped up from 4-2, and they are now in second place in the Eastern Conference standings overall. Right where we thought they would be, right? Milwaukee and Philadelphia at the top, with Boston, Toronto, Indiana, Miami, in no particular order, all of those other teams in the mix for the top teams in the Eastern Conference.
What now, Brad Stevens?
Exactly. Thank you, Tom McGinnis. Great work, Josh Rabick, as always. And in the league, right now, give you the standing updates. Los Angeles Lakers, 23-3. Milwaukee Bucks, 22-3. The Philadelphia 76ers, 20-7. They are third in the entire association right now in terms of best records in the NBA. So while we have gotten here in a way that most of us may not have liked overall, they are here. And they are, again, one of the top teams in the NBA that we thought they were. And right now, they are in a really good run, winning their last 5, 9-1 in their last 10. And on a really good streak for the 76ers. Tobias Harris, again, really good. Joel Embiid follows up his performance last night, this time with 24-11, getting to the free throw line for the second straight night 14 times, converting 11 of his 14 from the free throw line, 5 assists. So he's steadily doing that again, right? Making sure he's passing that ball, not getting himself into tough situations on the low block where the double team comes. Only 2 turnovers, 5 assists for the big man. 1 of 3 from deep. Again, that three-pointer, only 3 attempts tonight. Wonderful, 6 of 16 overall from the floor. Ben Simmons, a much better evening for him. 37 minutes and 30 seconds right there with Tobias Harris for a team lead overall, a game lead. Tobias had 1 more second than Ben Simmons on the night. Simmons, 9 of 15, 6 of 10 from the free throw line. We know how it started to get towards the end where Alvin Gentry went hack of Ben. 6 of 10, 24 points, 11 assists, 3 rebounds for Ben Simmons in the win tonight. So you're looking at 31, 24, 24 for your 3 main scorers on this basketball team. And they came and they showed up tonight in a back-to-back situation and gave you a very good performance. If you're leaving the center and you want to talk about the game, what was the atmosphere like in another sellout, 20,620. The total for the team tonight for the game at the center on a Friday night, 20-7 now on the season. The numbers, 610-632-0975. A very good win, again, in a back-to-back situation against a team that you had no business losing to. They fought back. You staved them off. You get the victory by 7, 116-109. You welcome back J.J. Redick. 19 points on the night for Redick. 6 of 15 from the floor, 3 of 5 from deep, getting to the free throw line 5 times, converting 4 of those in 34 minutes and 10 seconds. He was his normal self out there tonight. Struggled a little bit on defense from time to time with Josh Richardson moving around the way he does and trying to follow him. But Redick, 19, that shooting is something, and you're going to keep an eye on that because free agents who signed in the offseason are now going to be eligible for trade possibilities starting on Sunday, December 15th, and J.J. Redick's name, now with them a disappointing 6-20 with Zion Williamson out, J.J. Redick's name has already popped up on these lists of players that contenders are going to be looking at potentially to try to bring in a shooter to add to their team as they continue on with their season. And you know whose name has already popped up? The Philadelphia 76ers, possibly making a call to try to acquire J.J. Redick yet again, this time in a trade for their former teammate, their former player. So we'll see. We'll be keeping an eye on that and seeing how that goes overall. The Sixers have some room where they have some stuff. And we know, we think about draft picks and big name players in the starting lineup and so on and so forth, possibilities of trade. Well, they can absorb something between, I think, $10 and $14 million, where they can go out there and acquire a shooter. And the only thing that's going to make a lot of people unhappy here in the city, unfortunately, might be the Hive. With him making close to $5 million, that number is perfect in a trade to try to acquire a shooter to add to this team, a shooter or ball handler, extra guy who can put the ball on the floor and just fill it up. We've already heard J.J. Redick, Jordan Clarkson, some other names out there as well. It's early. You know contenders are going to do something. What will it be? I'll give you this right now, just to put it out there. My focus would be Bogdanovich from the Sacramento Kings, restricted free agent, young player, still on his rookie deal, and you would have his bird rights at the end of the season if you decided to make that move for him. So that would be something that I would be interested in. I think he makes about $8 million, but that's the conversation we can have later on. I kind of got off on a little thing. J.J. Redick, again, 19 points in his return to Philadelphia's first time as a member of the New Orleans Pelicans. Brandon Ingram, very, very good tonight, 10 of 17 from the field, 11 of 13 from the free throw line, very aggressive tonight, 6 rebounds to go with the 32 points. He did foul out in 33 minutes and 33 seconds. Drew Holiday, 12 and 10, struggled from the field, 4 of 18, did not make a one of his 6 3-point attempts, 0 of 6 on the night for Drew Holiday. And off the bench, Jahlil Okafor with 9 on 4 of 8 shooting, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Josh Hart, 10 points on 3 of 4, makes both of his threes from deep tonight. 6 fouls for him as well, as Josh Hart fouled out. Also, off the bench for the Sixers, got a lot of energy from the guy that a lot of people were starting to really take notice. You did already. You can't wait until he gets on the floor. And you knew it was going to be a possibility with Al Horford out. The amount of minutes that Joel Embiid played last night, 36-plus. Kyle O'Quinn got some minutes. But Norvell Pell, becoming a fan favorite. 11 minutes and 56 seconds for Norvell Pell. Gave you 6 points, a nice highlight dunk, alley-oop from Ben Simmons. It's the block shots, though, that is really amping that crowd up, giving that team some energy, causing some transition opportunities for the 76ers. Gave you 3 blocks, 5 fouls. So he was active, right? Still learning when and when not to bite on things. Very active, but he does accept all challenges when it comes to people trying to dunk on him. Goes right up and tries to do what shot blockers do and try to block the shot. So he was really good tonight. James Ennis, 4 of 6 from the floor, 2 of 3 from deep for his 10 points. Mike Scott starting in place of Al Horford. Not like last night. He was only 2 of 6 from the floor overall, 1 of 4 from behind the 3-point line. Gave you 9 rebounds, though, to go along with the 5 points in 23 minutes. And it's funny, I was having a conversation with my cousin, and we were talking about the night that he had last night, 5 of 7 from behind the 3-point line against the Boston Celtics. And he said, "Why'd you go 2 of 8 tonight?" 2 of 8. He went 2 of 6. Doesn't matter. Sixers get the win. Overall, very good win. Matisse Thybulle, 26 minutes and 32 seconds. Furkan Korkmaz, 16 plus. Raul Neto, 10 and 30. 3, 3, and 2 for those guys in the scoring column. It was really about the starters. James Ennis, Norvell Pell, that energy as the Sixers pick up their 20th win of the season. 116-109. First place still in the Atlantic Division. The Boston Celtics were idle, so they are now a game and a half up on Boston. And with Miami losing tonight, the Sixers are second in the conference ahead of the Miami Heat, 3 games behind the Milwaukee Bucks as it stands right now. The Bucks are 22-3, where the 76ers are 20-7. So your observations from the game tonight, 610-632-0975. Drew, you'll start us off on the other side. Everybody else, sit tight. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls, and let's chat about the 76ers once again winning tonight, 116-109 over the New Orleans Pelicans, improving to 20-7 on the season. They are off tomorrow, heading to Brooklyn to take on the Nets in a Sunday game, special start time at 6 o'clock, and you'll hear it certainly right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So 610-632-0975. We're going in the post until midnight. Josh Rabick is producing. I'm Devon Givens. We're here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Here's a backdoor cut. And Pell rejects Brandon Ingram. He tried to rock it, and Norvell turns him away. Here's Benning to the corner. Ennis, three ball in the air. It's good. And a foul. Oh, man.
Great sequence there from Norvell Pell, Ben Simmons, James Ennis. This is in the post. Sixers win tonight. 116-109 over the New Orleans Pelicans. 610-632-0975. We hang out with you until midnight. Josh Rabick producing the show. Let's get ready to get to the phones. 610-632-0975. If you are leaving the center and want to talk about the 76ers, winners of five in a row. First place, a game and a half up in the Atlantic Division over the Celtics, and second place in the Eastern Conference overall for your Philadelphia 76ers, and one more, third in the entire league in the association with their 20-7 record right now behind the Los Angeles Lakers and the Milwaukee Bucks. So 610-632-0975. And by the way, one more time, Tobias Harris is making a case for the All-Star team. I'm just saying. Let's start things off with Drew in Westchester in the post right here on The Fanatic. What's going on, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, man. I'm right there with you. Tobias Harris is just these last few games, and he's just been on fire, man. And he's totally making a case for the All-Star game by all stretches of the imagination. I mean, he's just doing it all.
In seven of the last eight games for the Sixers, Drew, Tobias Harris has scored 20+.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's just been money. And but one of the main things I really called about was, were you a little surprised about the J.J. Redick and the ovation he got as far as
The cheers? You know, the ovation?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Because I talked to Mikey Miss today, and he thought he was going to get booed today. And I
don't know why. I don't know why Mike thought that.
I thought he was going to get a nice ovation, especially if he played a tribute video for somebody. I mean, they're obviously going to get an ovation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't hear Mike say it, so I'm not sure what Mike's thought process was on that. But for me, first of all,
like
Drew...
Yeah, he felt like he was just kind of like a trader, like not like a trader, but just that he left for, you know, the money and, you know.
Well, I mean, first of all, when you look at a situation like that, and I think it's clear when the priority number one was Jimmy Butler, priority number two was Tobias Harris, and then if they had to flip and like they did and adjust, the priority then was the next best thing that they were going to possibly get, which was Al Horford. So J.J. Redick was going to have to wait, and at his age and everything, the type of money that's going around, knowing that shooting is a priority, he had to take what he was going to have to take because there's a domino effect generally with all these things and having to wait, and contracts get locked up and you're still waiting and you just have to go out there and do what you have to do. So I thought he would get the ovation. People definitely had issues with his defense, and I understand that. Although, you know, I'm a big J.J. Redick guy. My favorite player outside of Simmons and Embiid to watch on the team over the last couple of years. But I know his defensive efficiencies and the issues that he that he's had. And I think he did too much good for him to get booed tonight, and heard that.
I agree, and I love JJ. And what do you think? You think we have any chance of maybe bringing him back? You
know, what was his contract again? Wasn't it like $27 million that he got? Let me look at JJ Redick's contract. Drew, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. JJ Redick's contract was this summer. I'm mad at myself. 2 years, 26 and a half. So 2 years, 26 and a half, 13, probably a lot. I mean, no, you can absorb that. Like I said, I think they have between 10 and 14 that they can absorb, but it's going to have to include, and people are not going to like it, Mike Scott. I'm going to say this name and Josh is going to laugh at me. Zaire Smith. He'll probably have to be in there with his rookie contract. That's about
a year.
That's about two, I think it is. So you're looking at right there between those two, about $7 million. You could, Drew. You could get that money. You can get JJ back, I'm sure. I would probably prefer, though, Bogdanovich, like I said, from the Sacramento Kings. Roughly $8 to $9 million on his contract. You have him on a rookie deal where he'll be a restricted free agent, and he'll be under your control, and you can re-sign him. You can try to re-sign him, and you're looking at someone who can put the ball on the floor. Also connect from deep. That's where I would go if I'm talking about looking for a trade. But J.J. Redick's name has been out there connected to the Sixers. So is Robert Covington's, to be perfectly honest with you. So we'll see where all of this goes somewhere down the line with the Sixers and some of the other contenders and what they try to do adding to their team down the stretch. 610-632-0975. Clifton on the cell next in the post. What's going on, Cliff?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? How you doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man. Big win by the boys again tonight. Two big wins, five straight.
Yeah, five straight. Beat earlier this week, Toronto, Boston, Denver. That was impressive. You got to hand it to them. It was impressive not to slip up in either one of those games. At 20-7, they're playing a lot better than I expected they would play. I thought 54 wins heading into it, but they're playing like a 60-win team right now. But here's the thing that I'm trying to keep in mind. And Bede, and he played okay today. I know it's the second night of a back to back, and he played fine. But is this kind of like this kick in the rear end that he got by Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal?
Mm-hmm.
Is it one of those things that's going to last, you know, just a little bit, or is it something that's going to change the way he plays the rest of the year? I'm suspecting that he may go back to his normal self. And that's really what, you know, that could be the difference in whether this team makes the NBA Finals. They need Joel Embiid to be great in order to do that. I think that's really the key thing to look out for going forward. Yeah, they got a nice win tonight. They're 20-7, but this is all about championship. And that's really the key ingredient to doing that so far.
That's what I'm all about. I'm all about the championship. And again, I predicted that they would be there. Now, when you say go back to his normal self, listen, his normal self is 28 and 13. So going back to his normal self, I'm perfectly fine with that. And I know you probably mean some of the issues that you might have with his body language and so on and so forth. But Joel Embiid tonight getting 24 and 11, I believe it. 24 and 11, yes. He got to the free throw line 14 times, right? The 6 of 16, that's just probably a little bit of the fatigue from playing him back-to-back. I'm not worried about it. Again, the turnovers were down. Cliff, he only had two. He had the one block shot. He had five assists. So I'm fine, more than fine, with what he did tonight, especially when Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons step up offensively and take some of the pressure off of him.
Right. No, I hear you. That's the key thing, because when Embiid faces that, you know, those multiple defenders, how do the teammates react? Do we see it a little too often where the teammates, especially a guy, I hate to point him out, Ben Simmons, I don't feel they react as well as they can. I'm not going to blame necessarily the coach. I'm not going to blame solely the players. It's a combination in my mind of both. They need to do a better job of doing that, which will allow Embiid to, you know, to be more of himself.
100%.
He doesn't get caught up in doing things he's not used to.
100%. 100%. Cliff, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 100%. One of the things that I complained when Embiid was having a tough night. Simmons didn't do much. And I pointed out that the thing that frustrated me the most was one of them was in his absence, in Embiid's absence, and the other was when they both were on the floor. And I just didn't think Simmons was aggressive enough in taking on that role when Embiid clearly did not have it on that particular night. I can't remember off the top of my head which game it was. But what we saw tonight was what we asked for, which is I don't think we're asking a lot of. 9 of 12 from the field for Simmons. 9 of 15, sorry. 15 shots. I'm all for that. All for that. 10 free throw attempts. You know I'm all for that. Aggressive. Stay aggressive. And that's what he did to the tune of 24, 11, and 3. And you stay aggressive. It takes the pressure off of Embiid. You're helped out with Tobias Harris playing the way that he is. So if Simmons is going to give you that, he's not going to give you 24 every time. But I'm certainly fine with the 17, 18, 19, right? I'm fine with that, more than fine with that. Because he's going to give you 8 rebounds, 7 assists, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, right? He's going to give you all of that. We know he's going to stuff the stat sheet. Defense as well. Come on. That's all we ask for. We're not asking a lot. We're asking for consistency in a positive way. Play smart basketball and get a W. And with the stat line that I just gave you of 24, 11, 9 of 15, 6 of 10 from the free throw line in 37 minutes and 30 seconds, one turnover. And again, that's what we're talking about. The team overall, only 11. Between Simmons and Embiid, they had 3 turnovers. I love it. Love it. Stay under control. Know where you're going with the basketball. Walk away with a W. They improved to 20-7 tonight. Back-to-back wins over the Celtics and Pelicans. They are number one in the Atlantic Division. Second in the Eastern Conference. Third in the Association. 610-632-0975. Nate in Southwest next on the Fanatic. Nate, you're in the post. What's up?
Bro, I'm thinking back to 5 years ago when I'm sitting in that stadium and we only win 10 games.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And then we had 20-7. Just like I said to you last night, Tobias Harris looks like the Tobias Harris of the L.A. Clippers last year. So for this guy to be, he dropped 31 tonight, bro. I'm like, and it was the quietest 31 I ever seen. I'm sitting there. I look up at the scoreboard. Like, he got 31?
Yep.
I couldn't think of it. You know what I'm saying? That baffled me at the time. But, bro.
Well, and first of all, he had 31. He only had 2 after 1. He had 12 in the second quarter. He had 12 in the second quarter, 9 in the third quarter, right? And 8 in the fourth.
Tore it up, bro.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, just
tore the stat sheet up, bro.
And the field goal, 3 of 5 in the fourth, okay? 4 of 6 in the third. And then the second with 12 points, 4 of 6. Look at that.
Yes, but the thing is, the same thing he did against Boston, he did tonight. You go down to the post with these little dudes, and none of them dudes can handle it.
Yep.
Back then, he was killing Drew Holiday on the post today. I'm like, yo. That's all he got to continue to do. If he do that All-Star game, we ain't even talking about it. He voted in already. You heard me?
Yeah, man.
Listen, man, we just got to keep focused. If we wouldn't have slipped up on that West Coast trip, bro, we probably would be number one in the division, right? I mean, in all of the Eastern Conference, period.
Probably
right?
So. I mean, probably
yeah,
so.
Things happen. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool. We'll bounce back. Bro, it was a good game. I kind of fell asleep. But we can't keep letting these teams that we should be dominating, you know what I mean, stay close.
Yeah.
That game shouldn't even been that close, bro.
No, it shouldn't have. It shouldn't have. But, again, the back-to-back thing, the free throw opportunities at the end, they missed free throws. Josh Richardson missed 2, and B missed 2. Simmons missed 1 or 2 of them. And, yeah, something like that. And, yes, you shouldn't allow these teams to hang around like that. Nah. But you know what? In the past, we've talked about these games going the other way when they did come back. They are finding a way to close them out, even though we still have our concerns. They are winning the game, though, Nate. Listen, man, I'll talk to you.
I'm glad. Listen, real quick, I'm on my Villanova tip right now, bro. I'm about to ship something over to you.
Okay.
All right, bro. All right. Have a good night, man. Y'all take care.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. Thanks all for the call, man. 610-632-0975. And I hope, you know what? We're going to take a break. Uriah, you're first on the other side. Chris, everybody else, hang on. And I'm going to give you Tobias Harris's numbers over the last 10 games and certainly what he's done on the season, because he's having a very good run right now. And I don't think it's out of the question. I know it's not out of the question to be talking about, while it's December, the fact that there's going to be some talk with his name in the All-Star in the Eastern Conference. 610-632-0975. Sixers win tonight, 116-109 over the visiting New Orleans Pelicans. They improved to 20-7, first place in the Atlantic, second in the East, third in the overall NBA. 610-632-0975 in the post, the 11 o'clock hour, when we get back right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Pelicans to the ball. Ball out top to Josh Hart. The former Villanova standout has it ripped away by Ben. Numbers for the Sixers, and Ennis gets a breakaway jam. Ben Simmons, a rugged defensive play, and Ennis on the run out.
One of Simmons' 11 assists tonight. This is in the post. Sixers win 116-109 as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio. Only from Comcast with you until midnight. Josh Rabick producing. I'm Devon Givens. And another win for the boys. Another win for the boys. First place in the Atlantic Division. No big deal. Tobias Harris again. Here are his numbers from the last 10 games. 10 games, 34 minutes and 7 seconds. 46% from the floor. 37 from behind the three-point line. 83 from the free-throw line. 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, a half a steal, 2 turnovers, 2.2 personal fouls in those 34 minutes, 21.6 points per game. So he's playing really well, right? he's shooting close to 50% from the field overall for the season. His 3-point percentage needs to come up overall at 32.5. Same with his free throws, 79%. He's averaging 19, 7 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, basically a night, 2 turnovers. He's having a very good season, y'all. A very good season. Sometimes we look at things that he's doing and not doing early on, and he has picked it up big time over the last month, really. The last 10 games, once again, 21.6, 37% from the three-point line, 83 from the free-throw line. I'm loving what I'm seeing from Tobias Harris. 31 tonight, 23 last night, 20 against Denver, 26 against Toronto, 33 against Washington, 26 against Utah, 22 against the Pacers. The only time he did not reach 20 points or more was against Cleveland, where he only played 22 minutes but had 15, and they beat the you-know-what out of the Cleveland Cavaliers last Saturday, 6 days ago. He had the 33 and their only loss against Washington. So, I mean, guys, he's playing pretty well offensively. We asked the question before the season, who's going to be the second scorer? Who's going to be that secondary scorer? If Joel Embiid is the crown jewel, the offense is going to go through him. who's going to score the basketball otherwise. It was Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons, Josh Richardson. It has clearly been Tobias Harris really playing well offensively, and we can't ignore his defense. He is actually digging in defensively. He's not a turnstile. Effort you're getting from Tobias Harris on the defensive end on the wing. He said he wanted to be better. He has been better. 610-632-0975. We go back to the phones. A couple people dropped off, guys, so if you want to jump in during the commercial break, we are going until right around 25, so we have plenty of time to discuss what you want to talk about with the game. Embiid, Simmons, Tobias Harris, the bench, whatever it is. The fact that they're in first place, sneaky in first place, sneaky in second place in the Eastern Conference, because why? We've been upset with some of the things that they've been doing. Right now, second place in the East, first in the Atlantic, third in the NBA. Uriah in Morrisville next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Uriah?
Yo, Devon, what's happening, man?
What's happening?
So I was down at the center tonight, and I tell you, it's exciting going to these games, man. I think it's 102 or 3 straight sellouts. It's just special being down there. I love going down there.
Good atmosphere, man.
Yeah, and I made some observations. I've been to a couple games this year. I was at the home opener. I was at the Miami game when Jimmy returned, and then I was there tonight hoping that Zion would be there, but he's injured. But the one thing
he
that
was
I
there.
Seen,
he just wasn't.
Yeah, I saw him. He had the black suit on.
Yeah.
Big dude.
Yes, he is.
But in terms of observations, I just think Ben, I know he gets out on the break, and I know if there's nobody in his way, he'll dunk and he'll get everybody hyped up. But he cannot finish in the lane, I mean, consistently to save his life. And that's more frustrating than not taking jump shots. What do you think?
I agree. That's one of the things that Brett Brown talks about, which is finishing at the rim more consistently. And taking on that chest to chest and just getting it, you know, go to the free throw line, man. Take on that and get to the free throw line. Get these guys in foul trouble. Stop bailing them out, because that's all he's doing when he's not as aggressive as he should be going to the rim. He's bailing these guys out. He's too big for that.
I it's funny, Devon, you said that. There was a play in the fourth when New Orleans was coming back, and Ben missed a shot that he should have made. And I guess they were taking the ball out of bounds, and I stood up. I was in section 213, and I just yelled at the top of my lungs. I said, "Ben, you're 6'10. And everybody around me started laughing. But it's true. How could you be that tall, strong, and athletic and not finish strong at the rim? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling, man. He's too big, too talented to not finish the way he should. Yeah. At the rim, at the bucket.
Yeah.
He's too good.
Hey, last thing, Devon, before you let me go. J.J. Redick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I heard some rumors that the Sixers could make a play for him because, you know, New Orleans has no shot at the playoffs. I mean, what do you think of that likeliness, him coming back to Philly?
How likely is it? I don't know, to be honest, Uriah. Thanks for the call, man. Glad you enjoyed the game. I don't know how likely it is. Is it a possibility in terms of salary? Can they absorb it? Yes, they can. They can absorb his contract, and Mike Scott will probably be a likely candidate. Unfortunately, I like Mike Scott. I like what he brings to the table. He would probably have to be in the mix. And once again, J.J. Redick signed a 2-year deal for $26.5 million this offseason, averaging $13 million. They can add that, but you're going to have to give up a couple of people in order to absorb that. So you're going to have to give up Mike Scott, who's a key piece. Probably Zaire Smith, because if they're rebuilding, they're just going to want, if you're not getting draft picks, they're going to want some young talent to see if they can develop them. And so far, Zaire Smith, major disappointment. Just calling it for what it is. I'm sorry. This is not. And you know, I know maybe I'll start getting tweets, Devon, just with Mikhail and all. Well, yeah, but not really, right? If Mikhail wasn't my family, I would still be saying, yo, he's in the G League not giving you anything. At the very least, you would want somebody who's a rotation piece who can help out and add something to your team. And yes, the 2021 pick and went to L.A. for Tobias, and I just went on about how Tobias is playing very well. Well, that can get me started on a whole different thing that I don't want to do because Mikhail is my cousin and is going to make it seem like I'm just doing it because I want Mikhail here. Listen, I'm fine with March 27th when Mikhail comes back. I'll be there with the family watching the game. But Zaire Smith is giving the Sixers nothing. It's unfortunate. And yes, you got Tobias Harris from it. You got Mike Scott out of the deal as well. It's not good that the guy's not playing. It's not. And we know he's young and he has plenty of time. Is he going to get that time here is the question. There's a lot of names out there, not named Mikal Bridges, that you could have also gotten at 16. Dante DiVincenzo. One of them.
Oh, man, and that's even worse.
Well, I mean, I have to be honest, right? I have to be honest. Another guy that I actually like from that went a little bit after both Smith and DiVincenzo is Josh Okogie from Georgia Tech. But that's neither here nor there. That being said, can they absorb it? Yes, they can. They can absorb it. They absolutely can. When it comes to that contract, J.J. Redick, I would probably like to, again, go Bogdanovich, who is with the Sacramento Kings, averaging 14 points a game, 6'6", 220. Right now on the season, he is averaging 14 points, 37 from deep, 41 from the field, 68 from the free throw line. That should be better. Playing 22 minutes. So he's not a starter. He's a bench player. Can he be a starter? Yes, he can also be a spot starter. I prefer him over Furkan Korkmaz. So if you're talking about moving, unfortunately, Mike Scott and Zaire Smith has to be in there. I'm also looking at potentially giving up Furkan Korkmaz because of maybe them looking and saying they're possibly be an outside shooter for them as well. I don't know. But Bogdanovich is going to be a hot name as a restricted free agent in the offseason, and he's going to be a hot name by the trade deadline in February as well. 610-632-0975 in the post. Sixers win 116-109, improving to 20-7 after defeating the Pelicans at the center tonight. Back on the floor on Sunday in Brooklyn to take on the Brooklyn Nets, who right now are in the playoff mix. The Brooklyn Nets, before we get back to the phones, I just want to make sure I have the overall standings where the Brooklyn Nets are. And the Nets are currently, let me see, in the East. The Nets are 7th in the East, 13-11 on the season. The Brooklyn Nets are. Yes. Let's go back to the phones. Chris and Balakin Wood, he's in the post. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right, man. How about yourself?
Good. I respect your opinion a lot. So I have a question for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. What you got?
Do you think it would be good to give up Mike Scott and Zaire, which I'm not too concerned about, for JJ? I mean, Mike Scott, when he started the other night, I mean, I just don't want to move backwards. And I think somebody that's not going to play defense, yes, he has an outside shot, JJ, and yes, he can space the floor a little bit more, but I think there has to be a better option if I'm going to give up Mike Scott and Zaire. And I don't want to give up Mike Scott at all.
No, I prefer to keep Mike Scott as well, especially with that number that JJ is making. Like I said, Bogdanovich is much better because he's going to be under your control, possibly if you're able to re-sign him at a number that you can absorb under your salary cap and have someone as part of your future. So I'm just saying that, Chris, any shooter that you're probably going to get that's a name, you're probably going to have to include Mike Scott, unfortunately, in that deal. Probably.
I just like that we have a young defensive team. I mean, with Thibault, with Ben. I mean, you got... and JoJo. I mean, and like you said, Tobias, how many people realistically should be in the All-Star game? I mean, if we're looking at defense as being, you know, a major piece of that, I would have to say I'm looking at three or four people.
From the Sixers?
Yes.
Only three candidates would be Embiid, Simmons, and Harris.
Yeah. I to be honest with you, I wish there was a rookie defensive player of the year. Because Thibel is not going to get a rookie of the year. But you can't tell me that Thibel is not the defensive rookie of the year.
Well, yeah, he'll get that respect. Now, the thing is, there is something to it when you get the recognition of being on the all-rookie team and playing in the all-rookie, the what do they call it now, whatever the USA versus the world for the sophomores and the rookies in the All-Star weekend. He'll probably be there. Probably. I'm saying probably because there's so many young players that are, you know, American-born players that will be up for that from last year and this year. So he may not make it, but I would think that there's a strong chance that he'll be representing the Sixers in that game over the weekend, All-Star weekend, and also, again, being on the all-rookie team. So you'll get that.
And one more thing. I just think if Embiid plays down low a little bit more.
He plays down low a lot. It's a little misconstrued that people think he does it. He has, like, I think he has the most first or second most post touches in the NBA, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just seems like he's always at the top of the key.
Well, that's just what they do and how their offense is, and the pick and pop and the screens that he sets overall. Chris, thanks for the call, man. Great stuff. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the kind words. That, yeah, he is out on the perimeter a lot. And he should be sometimes because you don't want to take away from what someone is good at. And one of the things that he's good at is he can shoot. It's a threat. Remember, even if he's not taking the shot and he's ball faking and everything, screening, he's pulling that center, that big defender, away from the basket, which allows Tobias Harris, Josh Richardson, Ben Simmons to do their work if they have to penetrate and get to the cup. I know we want them all posted up. Yes, I do too. Sometimes I'm like, yo, after seeing him seal the way he does those deep post positions, go down there, man. Go down there and go to work. On the little dude, the big dude, whoever's trying to defend you, go to work. Sometimes he has to go out on the perimeter because that's what the offense calls for. It's allowed. It's okay. It's all right. As long as he's not hoisting up plenty of threes, I'm cool with it. And over the last two games, this is what I like. I like a max of three. Unless a certain defense calls for it. Like last year when they played Milwaukee, remember that Sunday game, I think it was, and I believe he hoisted up 11, 13, maybe three-pointers. I was okay with that because how Milwaukee plays that way and allowing all those shots, if he's making them, have at it, man. Have at it. Because if you're hitting them, they have to come out there and defend you. 610-632-0975. We're going in the post next with Mark in Mount Airy on the Fanatic. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good evening there. Good job, my man. Good job. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
All right. My thing is JJ Redick trade, nah. Because only way I think if we were to get better, I trust Elton Brand's drafting technique. And you have Mario Shayok,
yeah.
Uh-huh, I love that cat. And if anything, I trade Zaire and even Korkmaz if it became a draft pick. Mm-hmm. A draft pick. And so you can get a little bit something maybe in the first round or something high in the second round and get somebody quality there. But not too many players coming out right now with the experience. If you look at the mock drafts, everybody coming out is they're projecting are freshmen. No, we don't want a freshman. We need experienced players And don't give up Mike Scott. You know, the defensive effort these guys are putting out is tremendous. And cohesiveness.
Yeah, cohesiveness, the chemistry overall,
exactly,
yes.
Exactly. And they're blended real well. All right, that's it for my man. I enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Yes, and as we heard, they have played, about 10 games together, the starters. And right now, Al Horford is out, so you still have to wait for him to come back. Josh Richardson is just getting back. So in terms of allowing them to that cohesiveness that Mark is talking about, we still have to wait to see it. 27 games in, they're 20-7. I've called them out on the losses that they've had. And I always say, guys, and I hate to repeat myself, but I always feel like I just have to stress it because I never want to seem like I'm just hating just to hate. No, it's, again, because I have high expectations for this team. They're very good. I picked them to go to the NBA Finals. Standards, man. I have standards for this basketball team. They are that good. 20-7. The seven losses, how did they happen? That's when I get upset with how they allowed themselves to take those L's. And I have every right to, just like you do, just like the coaches do, just like the players do, calling each other out, holding each other accountable. I'm just holding them accountable because I think they're that good. 610-632-0975. 116-109 was the score tonight at the center. Sixers with back-to-back wins over the Boston Celtics last night, taking care of the Pelicans tonight behind 31. From Tobias Harris, who's on a nice, nice roll. Let's see if he can keep it up. Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, 24 apiece for the 76ers in the victory. 610-632-0975. We're in the post until midnight. Josh Rabick is here with us as well, right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Inside out dribbling with Jackson Hayes there. Better be careful. He's been proven to be a good blocker. And now back to Harris. He goes right at Hayes. Goes up and in. Tobias Harris right at the Pelicans inside. And he gets the basket.
Ah, look at that. Easy. Easy money on the night. Helping the 76ers to a 116-109 victory. I'm Devon Givens. This is In the Post. Sixers are 20-7 now on the season. Josh Rabick is producing the show. Fanatic Pro Shop has arrived. Quality Fanatic and Philadelphia sports theme merchandise and apparel at discount prices. Open for browsing now, just in time for the holiday gift shopping season. The Fanatic Pro Shop at 975thefanatic.com. Another name that I'll just throw out there for later on when it comes to the trade stuff that starts to be discussed. Davis Bertans. We saw him recently in that Washington loss where he went off, lit the Sixers up from behind a three-point line. Yeah, you might want to take a look at that one as well. Washington may want to keep him because he could be a piece going forward with Beal and Wall when he comes back healthy. And sorry, condolences really for John Wall, who lost his mother due to cancer, earlier this evening. So as we just talk about basketball, something serious like that for John Wall, dealing with the injury that he's dealing with to get back. And, you know, I always get on him about not being my favorite player, but real life takes over. Real life takes over. So you sad to hear that news. But in terms of Davis Bertans, not a bad name. Not a bad name at all to keep an eye on. I don't know that Washington is going to want to help the 76ers because of the fact that they are in the same conference and they expect to be very good at some point with those two young stars. But he signed a 2-year deal. for 14-5. So he's averaging 7-2 right now. 7-2 annually. So he earns a base salary of $7 million. Oh, 7,000. How about that? Yeah, in the NBA. That's a game. $7 million. He's an unrestricted free agent after this season. Davis Bertans. So you can trade for him. You can try to sign him in the offseason. Going to be interesting. They want a long-term deal. David Aldridge reported with The Athletic. So I'm not sure that he gets away, but that's a name to keep your eye on. 610-632-0975. All right, I'm not going to read that. That's just too much with Mikhail, so I'll just leave that one alone. Let's go around the NBA. Yeah, some of the key games tonight in the association that involved the 76ers a little bit. The Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Memphis Grizzlies to win their 23rd game tonight, 127-114 on the road. Giannis with 37-11, 13 free throw attempts, making 10, 3 of 7 from behind the three-point line, 12 of 23 from the field. Chris Middleton, back from his injury, 26 on the night. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 10 of 19 from the floor in 35 minutes, 3 of 6 from behind the 3-point line for Middleton. Bledsoe with 12, Lopez with 10, DJ Wilson 11 off the bench. So that means DiVincenzo is back to coming off the bench, 19 minutes for Dante for 6 points in their win over the Grizzlies tonight. And the Grizzlies were led by 43 points from Jaren Jackson Jr. How about that? Like that young guy. See what he does. But I like Jaren Jackson Jr. 9 of 15 from deep. Wow. It's pretty good. They have a nice little core there with Jackson and Ja Morant. So that's the Milwaukee Bucks. The Miami Heat, as we told you earlier, they fell to the Lakers 113-110. They are now full game behind the Sixers in the conference. The Lakers were led by 33-10 from Anthony Davis, 28-12-9 for LeBron James. On the other side for the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler led the Heat with 23 points on 9 of 20 shooting, 16 for Kendrick Nunn, 12 for Bam Adebayo off the bench. Kelly Olynyk, 15. Derrick Jones Jr., local product, he had 17 in the loss. So Miami, 11-1 at home. They lost tonight at home, their first loss, to LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Lakers, which puts them once again behind the 76ers in the Eastern Conference by full game. We keep it moving in the Eastern Conference. The Indiana Pacers beat the Atlanta Hawks. Atlanta Hawks 110-100. The Hawks stink. They're 6-20. They give the Sixers problems, but they're 6-20, 3-9 at home. Indiana is now 17-9, 7-6 away from, I don't even know what the name is. I just want to say Conseco Fieldhouse. I don't even know what the name is anymore. You never know. But the Pacers were led by my guy, Malcolm Brogdon, who had 19, 12 assists, and 8 rebounds. TJ Warren chipped in 18. Domantas Sabonis, 12. Jeremy Lamb, 11. Doug McDermott with 16 off the bench. Aaron Holiday, 13. Sixer, Philly fan favorite, TJ McConnell, adding 8 and 5 off the bench for the Indiana Pacers. This is where it kind of comes full circle with Malcolm Brogdon. I've gotten plenty of names wrong when it comes to Sixers, go get this guy. Eagles, go pick up this one. Plenty of names wrong. Malcolm Brogdon was not one of them that I got wrong. I remember I did a show defending him when he won Rookie of the Year because everybody was losing their mind that he won Rookie of the Year over Saric and Embiid. When it came time for All-Star, I mean, free agency, many people this past offseason wanted Malcolm Brogdon. And I know why. Because he's good. Yeah, he would fit in very well with this team. And I know, you just wanted one of your guys. You feel good, bad team. You want to get the hardware, get the trophy somehow. We can get something, right? Well, Embiid only played 31 games. Šarić probably should have won it, but it wasn't as if Malcolm Brogdon did not deserve to be in that conversation and winning that award, and he got it. Very good player. I wanted him this offseason. I thought that that should have been the focus once you went away from bringing back Redick and Butler, bringing in Richardson if you were going to do that, but also go out there and see if you can get Malcolm Brogdon. Then you would have had Ben, Brogdon, Richardson, Harris, and Embiid. Not a bad starting lineup. Not a bad starting lineup. So the Indiana Pacers beat the Atlanta Hawks tonight, 110-100. If we shift out west really fast, Houston, 130. Orlando, 107. They had a problem. Houston did not have the problem. That was Orlando's problem. Why? James Harden. Doing what he does. 54 points, folks. He's going to get 80, in my opinion. He's going to get 80. Scored 54 points in 36 minutes. 19 of 31 from the floor. 10 of 15 from deep. Look at that efficiency from behind the three-point line. We talk about him getting to the free throw line a lot, right? He only took 6 free throws, making all of them, but he only took 6 free throws. He had 54 tonight. James Harden is on a roll, leading the league in scoring, 38.7, chipping in 7.5 assists. In the last 10 games, he's averaging 37.9. He had 54 tonight. Oh, by the way, he had 55 on Wednesday. In 2 games, he gave you 109 points. In 2 games. Telling you. That guy's something else. Man, I think he had another 50. No, he has 60. Yes. Josh, he has 60 in 30 minutes. On November 30th, when they beat the Hawks, 158-111. 60 points in 30 minutes. You mean to tell me he's not going to get 70 or 80 points this season? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. 610-632-0975. My goodness. We haven't seen much like this. This guy's on a roll. James Harden can fill it up. He can fill it up. And he had 59 on October 30th, just to let you guys know. Wow, 59, 49, 60, 50, 55, 54. Are you kidding me? 610-632-0975. Final segment on the other side. James Harden's a beast. Josh Ray producing the show. We're in the post here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Okafor goes up, Pell is there, and Ennis blocks the shot. The Sixers with a great rejection. Here's Ben on a drive, lobbed it to Pell, and an alley-oop. Norvell Pell is putting the Pell in the Pelicans, baby. Oh, yeah.
Great work by Tom McGinnis tonight. We're in the post. Sixers win 116-109. Norvell Pell, a busy 11 minutes and 56 seconds tonight. 3 of 4 from the floor for his 6 points. 2 of those right there on the alley-oop. Great call by Tom McGinnis. 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 fouls. He was getting busy tonight, Norvell Pell. How about this? 3 block shots. challenging, taking on all dunk attempts. Let's have it all. Norvell Pell. That guy's fun to talk to, man. That guy's fun to talk to. He's very confident in his abilities. Fun conversation you can have with Norvell Pell. If you ever see him out, talk to him. You'll enjoy it. Fun guy. Not Kawhi Leonard, who has 39 or 37, whatever he has tonight with the Clippers right now. Norvell Pell, fun guy. Kawhi Leonard, 37. Paul George, 41 right now as they're playing the Minnesota Timberwolves with 8 minutes and 49 seconds remaining in the game. Josh says, do you see the stat sheet, the box score for this Timberwolves-Clippers game? I said, nah, I just have it on in here. I'm keeping an eye on it. I know Kawhi had 31 at the half and Paul George had 20 plus. Yeah, 41 and 37. Take that. The next closest is Montrezl Harrell with 12 points. Everyone else has Harkless 5, Zubac 5, Walton Jr. 5. Oh, man. Sixers Clippers. NBA Finals. Let's do it. June. Got to have the best record in the NBA, though. You need games 1 and 2 here in Philadelphia, folks. Games 1 and 2 back here in Philadelphia. I'll tell you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week. This week, only get one peak day ticket to Blue Mountain Resort valid Wednesdays, Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays during the 19-20 season for just $40. Blue Mountain is the home of PA's highest vertical, the most varied terrain, and some of the longest runs in PA. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Hurry, this holiday deal is only available for purchase now through Sunday or while supplies last. We have about 5 minutes, 4 minutes before we get out of here and get our weekend started. Programming note, Eagles, Washington, 1 o'clock kickoff from D.C. We'll have your pregame coverage right here starting at 10 o'clock.
Washington?
Yes, thank you, Joey Stays. 10 o'clock, live from Parks Casino, the pregame show with Trey Thomas, Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, and myself. We'll be there 10 until 1. Great spot, right? Great spot. If you want to come hang out with us at Parks Casino, come through. We'll be there from 10 to 1. Come kick it with us for a little bit as we talk some stuff, as we talk some birds. Can they run a table? Well, it started last week. Got the win against the Giants. Now about Washington, getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys December 22nd. We'll be rooting hard for the Los Angeles Rams. 4:25 kickoff, I believe it is, for the Rams and the Cowboys on Sunday. So, after you take care of your business with the Eagles, get the W, listen to the pregame show, listen to the Green Zone with Tyrone and Pat. You'll get a little bit of the postgame show with Jamie and Andrew, because then while you keep an eye on the Cowboys on your computer, you turn the Sixers and the Brooklyn Nets on. 6 o'clock tip right here on the Fanatic. Just giving you guys a reminder.
Get excited!
Yes, going for win number 6 in a row. 6 in a row for the 76ers. So, a busy weekend in Philadelphia sports. Started off tonight with the victory, right? And you love it. You definitely take it. Tomorrow, the Sixers are idle. Okay? But you have the Flyers in Minnesota to take on the Wild. 7 o'clock puck drop.
Only remember because I drink.
Okay, Coatsy. Not a surprise. In Minnesota, take on the Wild. 7 o'clock puck drop. Coverage right here starting around 6:50 on the Fanatic for the Flyers Wild game right here. Once again, for the Sixers, a very good win. Very good back-to-back for them. They didn't let up coming off of an emotional game last night in Boston. and they come away with the victory tonight, 116-109. They were up by as much as 16. So they were locked in. Things change. Teams make runs. Pelicans are a proud bunch of guys. So they're definitely going to do what they need to do, right? Well, they did it. The Sixers were able to hold things down. In the past, we would have been talking about how did they give up a 16-point lead and lose this game at the end. They found a way to get it done. They closed it out. Very good win for the 76ers tonight. Very good two-game stretch for them. Very happy with where they are and the progress that's being made. Embiid, Harris, the rest of the group, let's keep this thing rolling. Back at it, 6 o'clock right here on the Fanatic against Brooklyn. Special thanks to Josh Rabick for a great job as always producing
you
the show.
Got it, dude.
Always fantastic. Thanks to all the callers, the tweeters from 6 o'clock on. Great work by Tyler Zuli, engineering things back here. Brian Seltzer, Tom McGinnis, and Marty Dickerson, all on the game call and the game broadcast from the center. So for Josh and myself, hope you all have a great weekend. Enjoy the Flyers tomorrow. Have a great Saturday. I'll be back at 10 a.m. with Westbrook, Thomas, and Avant for the pregame show from Parks. Getting ready for Eagles Washington kickoff at 1. So for Josh and myself, have a great night. And we'll talk to you on Sunday, 10 o'clock, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good night.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mikal Bridges from the Phoenix Suns.
1-point lead, and now Bridges with a steal. Down the lane, layup up and good.
And you listen to my cuz, Devon Givens, on 97.5 The Fanatic. V's up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.